A nonprofit organization is making emergency loans available to farmers in part of western Massachusetts who suffered losses due to the weather this summer. Community involved in sustaining agriculture is offering no-interest loans up to $10,000 to growers who lost crops or had reduced yields. Some parts of the region had rainfall totals 75% above average in July and August. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Phil Corman, CESA's Executive Director.
Farmers really have been experiencing, as we all have, a very wet, humid summer in July and August. Rainfall was 75% higher than average. And while we had some okay weekends for those of us who are not farmers, in September, again, we're having more rains. And the rain has been enough that it has made farming much harder. It has caused succession plantings to not come to fruition. It has, put more disease pressure on the crops, and it's made it hard to work efficiently in the fields during this whole time period.
And so what's your organization doing to help farmers?
So CESA began in 2011, the Emergency Farm Fund, and that occurred because of Hurricane Irene visiting us. And since then, we've had the ability to provide no-interest loans to farmers up to $10,000, and they don't pay back anything the first year. And this is the fourth time we are opening the fund.
And so what's the application process? How can farmers go about applying for emergency help?
So it's very easy for a farmer to apply. There's an application on our website at buylocalfood.org, and any farmer is welcome to give us a call at 665-7100.
And what's the time frame for this?
The application must be sent in to us by the deadline of October 31st, but we encourage farmers to get it in earlier in case it's not complete and we need them to provide more information.
Have you had any applications yet?
We've had one application and another farmer who's going to apply that we know of so far.
What have you heard from the farmers about what has been the impact of the weather? Are there particular crops that have been that have been affected more so than others?
So it's really ranged the damages and losses that farmers have sustained. It very much depends on where someone's farming, what the weather is in that microclimate. It just has made it just very hard. Tractors get stuck in mud, harvesting being delayed, plantings not, being wiped out by a rain and having to do another planting or skipping that planting. So it has varied depending on the farms, but what we've consistently heard is that this has been, in some ways, a very hard season for farmers.
Now, the $10,000 loan will not necessarily make farmers whole in every case, but it will it'll help them get through to the next season, right?
So this is a time of year where farmers are perhaps, if they don't farm through the winter, they'll be finishing up their crops and harvests and then selling. And if they've suffered losses through July and August and even into September, cash flow will be really hard for them because they won't be seeing any sales happening through the winter perhaps. So having the loan available now in November, if they apply and they're successful with their application, will hopefully carry farmers over to when they have to buy seeds and do all the planning for the next year.
Now, you said, I believe this is the fourth time since 2011 that the fund has been opened. How much money has been loaned out in that time,
I'm sorry, this is the fifth time.
Oh, fifth time, sorry.
No, I might have said four. So we opened the fund in 2011 for Hurricane Irene. In 2013, there were greenhouses that got totally knocked over by bad weather. In 2016, we had two times we opened it. Once was because of the massacre of peaches due to the Valentine's Day frost, and then we had the drought in 2016 and 2018 with this wet, humid, rainy weather for months on end. So in these four times, if this is the fifth, we've made loans to 24 farms in excess of $200,000.